Now, the creative spark behind much of the opening ceremony is Marco Balic. He also designed a 30-metre sculpture in Lusail to raise awareness of the endangered white shark. That's where Laura Kahn is. Joins us live from there. Laura, how is the excitement building up?
Well, the excitement, festivities, celebrations are certainly building across Qatar. But I want to introduce you right now to Al Nahim, meaning whale shark in Arabic, and the man behind many of these celebrations, but also this whale shark, is Marco Balic. He is the artist behind this 30-metre-long structure, predominantly made of steel, weighing 20 tonnes and elevated 25 metres into the sky. Now, joining me is Marco. Thank you so much for joining us
today. Hello. Isn't it a great time to be here in this place?
I'm sure you've been incredibly busy. First of all, tell me a little bit about Al Nahim.
Well, I think that the leadership of the country, Supreme Committee, asked us to create an icon that would not be a piece of art. It was an icon that represented Qatar as a selfie, as you know, this social media language. And so we found out that the whale shark, the biggest population of the whale shark, which is endangered, is living in Qatar and is protected by a foundation. So we, and there you go, a big structure like this suspended, and is going to, you know, be a jewel among these beautiful towers.
And it is among the Lusail Towers and right by Lusail Boulevard, where many of the celebrations will be taking place. But it's not just that, is it? You're also the brainchild behind Welcome to Qatar. It's a big show that's taking place tonight on the Corniche, and the opening ceremony of the World Cup. So let's start with Made in Qatar. Tell me about how you dreamt this up.
We proposed to Supreme Committee to, as a fan zone, to create something on the water, the beautiful Corniche, a major fountain show with drones, flames, pyro, cast. And it's a story about two boys coming from two different parts of the world that row in a little boat. And they find obstacles, and then they finally match together thanks to the football and thanks to the value of sports, and then they play together in peace. So this is essentially the message.
So the idea is football unites.
Absolutely, which is overall what we are here for, no?
And tell me about the opening ceremony, because I think many people will say this was absolutely stunning, but I'm sure very hard work. Can you tell us some of the challenges and how you were involved?
Well, it was a one-year journey. That's what we do. We do ceremonies as a job, as a company, but it's from the studio, and we did several Olympics, opening and closing ceremonies. But when we came here, this was our first FIFA. Unfortunately, we know Italy. I'm Italian, so I'm really... I'm so unhappy about that.
But, sorry to hear that.
But having said that, the leadership wanted to create not just a performance like a halftime Super Bowl kind of thing. They want to have a real ceremony with content, with a message of peace and a message of content that proposing Qatar as a platform, a welcoming platform for people from all over the world to come here and being themselves regardless of their religion, their belief, their gender, whatever, and being welcome here in their and appreciate the differences. And they proposed, we worked with a very talented Qatari musician called...
Marco, I'm very sorry. We are going to have to stop it there, but thank you so much. And best of luck as well with the closing ceremony. I'm sure everyone's very excited about this.
Have fun and watch it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.